that's massive. I was just thinking there. I don't think we've ever had a draw quarter final or above at home. We're usually always tripping down the road to Dublin or Cork or wherever. So it's great to bring a draw of that caliber to Clonakilty.
That's it, and it'll be a good occasion at the weekend at the Charity O'Donnell Sports Grounds. But maybe we'll get into Sunday's game in just a second. But first of all, I want to take you back to last week. You had the daunting task of going to Limerick to face reigning champions, 10-time winners, Fairview Rangers, and came away with a 1-0 win. I would say that was satisfying, to say the least.
Oh, it was. It was a massive result. We knew quite a bit about them. We knew we were going to be massively up against it. With the travel, with their quality and everything. I think they cleaned up everything in Limerick last year, including the FAI Junior Cup. So they had a really pedigree about them. So now we were delighted to get over the line.
And I was thinking about this, as a centre half, that's your dream, isn't it? Tight game away from home, knockout football, and then to come away with a clean sheet, and it just must have put you in some form coming up the road. That's the kind of result then that can really, really galvanise a squad.
Oh, 100%, yeah. As you say, it's brilliant. It was loads of defending, back to the wall stuff, especially that last 20, 30 minutes. It was tight going. But no, definitely, it is the type of result that brings the squad together. And with it being so early in the season too, it's literally our second competitive game. So it's massive.
And looking ahead to this weekend, last eight tie at home against Coachford of County Cork. You have won this competition before, and this is just another huge, huge opportunity to go deep into the competition once again.
Oh, indeed, yeah. But again, a really big ask. From what I hear about Coachford, they're a really, really strong team. I think they have their fair share of silverware down in Cork as well. So I'm expecting a really tight battle.
And I'm sure so will they. In terms of Coachford, they're obviously a decent side, as you say. But, I mean, they'll be coming a long way from home against previous winners of the competition and yourselves. So is it a case maybe of putting a marker down early against the Cork side?
I don't know if you say it like that. I'm sure they've done a fair amount of research and just to probably know quite a bit about it. The only thing I'd say is to their disadvantage is I can't imagine they've ever done a journey of that length before for a game. So maybe that's one thing that'll stand to us.
Yeah, possibly. Bigger picture, you've won this back in 2024. Peter, you've won a lot with Clonakilty, to say the least, but is that day that you've lifted the FAI Junior Cup maybe up there with the most special of them all, and what would it mean to the group to go ahead and go all the way and do it again?
It definitely was. It was amazing. I think with getting so close the year before with the final FAI Junior Cup, it kind of felt at that stage, well, that was an opportunity missed, and then to go and do it the following season was just amazing. Love forever, love with the whole group forever. Now, and it gives a real pedigree to want to do it again. As I said, well, this is, I think we're going to do third tier, so this will be our last opportunity to go and try and win this tournament. So I think that's kind of sitting in the back of everybody's mind as well.
And from a personal point of view, I know you missed a lot of last season with an injury. You're back now in the heart of defence, and it must be good to be back playing regular football.
Oh, it's great. It's really, really hard. It was my first proper injury ever, touch wood. And it's just really hard to sit and watch when you're not involved and you can't influence. So it was a long few months of rehab and kind of trying to get myself right, but now I'm delighted to be back in the thick of it now.
Finally, just this run in the FAI Cup is pretty much perfect preparation. You did touch on it, use of the National League starting next week. It's perfect preparation, competitive games against top quality opposition, and I'm sure the squad, no matter what happens this weekend, the squad will be in a good place, and you're going to that competition next week full of confidence.
Yeah, we will indeed. I don't think you could ask for better games, as you say. In pre-season, usually you have a couple of friendlies and stuff, but it's kind of hard to match that real competitiveness. So this has been ideal preparation for us, really. This will be our third really competitive game in a week. And then obviously we're away to Mervew next weekend for our first game in the National League. And yeah, there's a really lot of excitement about the club within the group itself. Everyone's really looking forward to the challenge and what it brings.